It is a big...
In college football, a solid defensive line protects the end zone. And when it comes to fire safety, quality smoke alarms can help you protect your home. That's where Kidde comes in. Their alarms detect smoke over 25% faster, so you can react when seconds count. Plus, they're quick and easy to install, so you can help protect your home turf and get back to watching your team. Defend your game time with Kidde and the Home Depot. How doers get more done. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition products.
One in Gainesville, Florida, 3:30 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. You can watch the game on ABC and, of course, on ESPN Plus between Miami and the Florida Gators. And speaking of the Florida Gators, let's bring in some help with all things Florida Gators. Ben Troop, former Gator tight end, five-year NFL veteran, and now host of the 84 Reasons podcast, kind enough to give us some of his time. And Ben, we really appreciate it. How big is this matchup tomorrow, do you think, for Billy Napier?
It's huge, not just because it's the first game of the year, but I think for a guy like Billy Napier in Florida, if you've seen his schedule, I don't know what Billy Napier did in the offseason when it comes to these schedule makers, but the man need to undo it in 2025. Mm-hmm. Never seen a schedule like this, but these Miami Hurricanes going to make life really, really, really difficult for my Florida Gators. It will be the orange and blue versus the orange and green. I think Billy Napier needs this game more than Mario Cristobal because he's going to have to get off to a great start these first 6 weeks of the season because the latter part of the season gets even uglier for him.
All right, Ben, so the Hurricanes and Gators do not play very often. They used to play all the time decades ago. Now it's very rare that they play. For you, a former Gator, where does the rivalry with the Miami Hurricanes rank for you?
It's up in the top five. And you talk about them decades ago. I was there decades ago. I played against the Miami in 2000 in the Sugar Bowl, 2002 at Florida, 2003 down in the Orange Bowl. I went 0-3. Didn't play that 2001 Miami Hurricanes team, but I got some of the best players ever come through Miami when they was winning national championships and was like the creme de la creme. It's up there for me, and this is coming from a Georgia boy who got indoctrinated into this Florida-Miami rivalry because a lot of those players at Florida either grew up playing with those guys or against those guys. But it's one of those rivals we need to get back to because people forget about it because it's so few and far between. Hope they can rekindle a nice rivalry starting tomorrow afternoon.
I'm a Gator too, Ben, and I'm not so sad that we didn't get to play those 2001 Canes during that time. Those other Canes teams were certainly good enough. Ben Troop, former Gator tight end, joining us here on Amber and Ian on the Road. So you mentioned the schedule. I mean, it's the hardest schedule in the country. Everybody knows that at this point. When you were a player, how much were you paying attention to that sort of stuff, though?
I enjoyed it because I think sometimes, you know, it's not so much, you know, I don't have that prove people wrong mentality, but sometimes you are who you play. I mean, I look at football the same way as a boxer. There's a guy there who's, you know, he's undefeated, but people say, who have you fought? He's giving you a bunch of names you never heard of. Who don't know who Miami is? And you talk about UCF, you talk about Florida State, you talk about Ole Miss, talk about Texas, talk about LSU, talk about Georgia. It sounds like a made-up schedule for Florida this year, but I'm going to keep saying this. Seven wins is an okay year, but this is with the schedule. You talk about 8 or 9 wins. Not only does that get you in the college football playoff, I think that's coach of the year in the SEC type stuff when you look at the schedule top to bottom.
You know, Ben, when these teams in state, Florida, Miami, when they play against each other, you got a lot of kids who both schools are recruiting. All right, both of them are trying to get the same kids. So, how important is a game like this when it comes to trying to impress those recruits?
It's everything. Recruiting is every single day in college football. Every in season, off season, it's every single day. And you make a good point. DJ Lagway, Gatorade High School Player of the Year. He is the guy of the future in 2025. He got some guys on the schedule right now. I mean, he got some guys on the roster right now, and he helped recruit. If you go out there and you get the product on the field, that makes what you do half as hard to do. Now, Billy Napier is an incredible recruiter because he has to be because the product on the field hasn't been there. You start off with a big win. What the Miami fans going to face? What is South Florida going to say when you say, look, the last time Florida played Miami about 4 or 5 years ago in Orlando, Florida came out on the winning end. That helps in recruiting because everybody going to say the U is back. I don't think the U is ever going to be back, but we need to make sure they stay in the dark ages and not have anything to look forward to.
Ever. They're never going to be back, Ben. Never.
Tell them, Ben. I love it.
They're never, ever going to be
back. Go Gator. Ben Troop. Former Gators tight end.
It just depends, though. It just depends what we mean by back. Are they going to be back as far as like in the swamp? You know, tomorrow afternoon, yes. But we're talking about the 30 for 30, Miami. We're talking about Sean Taylor being the backup to Ed Reed and Al Blaze. We're talking about Kellen Winslow backing up, Jeremy Shockey. We're talking about the running backs being, when we looking at Clint Portis, then it was Frank Gore, then it was Willie McGahee. That type of back? No, because the thing about it, I'm going to keep saying this. Florida's in the SEC. Florida's won the SEC. Miami's in the ACC. Have they ever won it?
Nope.
If you've never won your conference, how can you be back if the only time you've been to Charlotte was to visit? It was not to play in the ACC championship game.
A lot of people think that the Canes may do just that, though, this season. They are, of course, the ranked team. The Gators, an underdog at home in this one. Ben, how much do you think the swamp factor being here at Florida tomorrow, how much do you think that factors into the success that the Gators could have, though?
It has to be incredible for Florida. I mean, Billy Napier already came out and said in his, press conference this week, the Swamp going to have a lot to do with it. And let's face it, the best team usually has one thing in common, culture and quarterbacks. Now, Cam Moore, he came to the ACC coming up from Washington State. I remember the kid out there, really, really good. But he came to Miami to boost his resume. Everybody thought that Graham Mercer was going to be the weak link 2023. 20 touchdowns, 3 picks, and people with 2,900 yards, people talk about him like he's okay. If 20 touchdowns, 3 picks, and 2,900 yards is average, show me elite, because the man was anything but everything what Florida needed last year. Now, I do think the Swamp is going to have to be rocking, because 330 in the Swamp, I know it's hot in South Florida, right? But once again, this is not like casting the shade of Miami. We actually sell out. We got a packed stadium, and you can scan in or scan out when it comes to the cameraman. But I hope it is a huge factor tomorrow, because like I said, we gonna need every single person wearing orange and blue to be screaming to the top of their lungs, because I think Graham Mertz, especially that defense, which I'm looking forward to see this year, I think they gotta hit Cam Ward early and they gotta hit him often.
Yeah, so Graham Mertz, and I bleed orange and blue here, Ben, and you might be right. Maybe Graham Mertz is a little underrated. Maybe Cam Ward ends up being a little overrated there for the University of Miami. But the one thing, the knock, if I was being objective for a moment with Graham, is that he's not always throwing the long pass. He's not always getting that ball down the field. How do you feel about his weapons this season? Do you feel like that is going to be an emphasis for this Gators team?
It has to be. I mean, you talk about Badger coming over from ASU. You talk about DK coming over, from his old alma mater. You talk about a guy, like Khalil Jackson. And I know everybody, going to be looking at the tight end position. I think he has a lot of guys. It's going to come down to this. Are you going to be willing to let him push the ball down the field? Because you are only as good as your opportunity to do it. It's not who you have. It's do they give you the opportunity to do it. If he had 2,900 yards, and he didn't push the ball down the field, are we talking about 4,500 yards if they do let him push the ball down the field? The reason why he don't got to push the ball down the field as much is because he got a run game. And Montrell Johnson will be playing tomorrow. Now, I don't know how much he's going to play, but when you got a good run game, which is set up for the passing game, I like Graham Mertz's chance. Because like I say, I got a chance to interview him this offseason. He says, Ben, I'm coming back because I don't want to be known as a quarterback at Florida back. I want to be known as one of the best quarterbacks to ever come through Florida. We'll see if he can add to that resume this year.
Now, Ben, this is Amber and Ian on the road. This is our first stop of the season. We're on the road with this college football tailgate tour. Tomorrow, we got college tailgate at 10 a.m. We're right there, right in the middle of all the tailgating, right across from the Swamp. So can you tell folks, all right, or Lee, you could tell us as well, what are we in store for? You played in big games with the University of Florida. You've been in the big visiting stadiums. What is the environment here going to be like tomorrow, week one, against the Hurricanes?
Listen, because you guys are coming there with a former Florida Gator, you're going to get welcomed with open arms. Now, if you had on, gold, and purple, if you had on red and black, and any other, if you had on, garnet and black, it's going to be a little crazier for you. But because you got a former Florida Gator right there next to you, they're going to welcome you with open arms. Just make sure you let them know. Let the caveat be, hey, listen, we got a person that graduated from here, so y'all calm down. Because I've heard that our fans, they are in between. They aren't fair weather people. They either for you or against you. Because you ain't wearing the wrong colors, I think it's going to be fine for you now. I can't speak for you when it comes to these other stadiums, but I heard that Florida could be a great, great place, to park your tent as long as you got the right colors on.
Ben, finally here on the way out, we appreciate you joining us. You can check out Ben Troop on the 84 Reasons podcast, former, of course, Gator tight end. You were here for Spurrier, right? Brought you in. What do you think with Billy Napier? So far, of course, we know where Spurrier and Urban Meyer and all of them set the expectations here with the Gators. So fans aren't always the most, they're not always the most patient, just to put it kindly here in Gainesville. So how do you feel about the Billy Napier era so far? Do you feel like he can get it right?
I do feel like he can get it right, but I think it's like yet to be determined. The thing about Billy Napier is I really don't know where to put him on with the pantheon of coaches. I mean, you talk about Steve Spurrier, his last 2 years at Florida. When I was there, then I had Ron Zook. His first 2 years, at Florida, people kept saying when we was going 8-5, 8-5, these could be some of the worst times to ever happen at Florida. Then you talk about, then here comes Muschamp, right? Here comes McElwain. And you never ever thought we would ever get back to that point. I'm not putting Billy Napier in that category yet because he's still the head coach at Florida. But it doesn't matter. Coaching, it doesn't matter. Graham Mertz, it doesn't matter. Florida and atmosphere, if you don't win at Florida, bottom line, you didn't get it done. I want to see Billy Napier get it done because I do think he's the guy of the future, because I'm going to keep on saying this. It's not because of what's going on in Baton Rouge or Athens or Tuscaloosa. It's what's going on in Missouri. Because Missouri is what's second best in the East and they're ahead of schedule, that's what I think is hurting Billy Napier more than anything.
Huh, interesting. I didn't even think of it like that, but you're absolutely right. The standard is the standard at the University of Florida. Beating the Canes in the Swamp tomorrow, a ranked Canes squad, would go a long way towards helping secure Billy Napier's job. 3:30 p.m., you can watch the game on ABC and, of course, on ESPN+. Plus, Ben Troop, check out 84 Reasons podcast. Thanks, Ben. We appreciate
your
time.
Thanks, Ben.
Man, always a pleasure. Anytime you guys need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
Ryan Reynolds here for, I guess, my 100th Mint commercial. No. Don't. I mean, honestly, when I started this, I thought I only have to do like 4 of these. I mean, it's unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. How are there still people paying 2 or 3 times that much? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be victim blaming here. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch. Whenever you're ready.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Mike Tannenbaum, he was dropping bombs today. And boy, did he have a take on Get Up this morning. ESPN Radio is presented to you by Progressive Insurance. You're listening to Amber and Ian on the road. Jonathan Zaslow, Rashad Jennings, Amber Wilson hanging out with you. You can always hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN. So Mike T was on Get Up this morning, and he was all fired up coming off of this Colorado win last night. Colorado Buffaloes, they end up getting the dub over North Dakota State. Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter were the stories of that game. But Shedeur Sanders, Deion Sanders' son, looked phenomenal under center for the Colorado team. And because of that, there's all this buzz about how high is he going to go in the draft and where is he going to play in the NFL. It is week one, by the way, of the college football season. Week one. We have played a game for Shedeur Sanders.
Well, right now, right now he's the Heisman leader, all right?
But right 100%. Now.
We can
right
only
now.
Go with the information we have in front of us. And right now, after
five games.
After week zero and some Thursday games. games, all right? Shedeur Sanders, frontrunner, Heisman.
Yes, that is accurate. Although, I don't know, Travis Hunter might be coming for him. But both of those guys, I guess, right now at the top of the Heisman list. So there's a lot of buzz about Shedeur Sanders. So much buzz that maybe Mike Tannenbaum got a little caught up in it today. Take a listen to what he suggested could be an alternative for the Dallas Cowboys over Dak Prescott.
Let me take the three of you guys into the room where we're having these discussions if we're the Cowboys. We're saying, what's the option? What's the alternative? This team, if Dak Prescott walks out, is a lot closer to having Shedeur Sanders as their quarterback next year than they are Dak Prescott, because they are
that not may be better.
Okay.
All I don't right. think so, it's crazy.
Okay, here. Okay, before yeah. I get... That's already crazy to me that you don't think it's crazy.
I don't think it's crazy.
But maybe you don't think it's crazy because it's not the first time you've heard it. Because I don't know if Mike T tunes in to a little show here on ESPN Radio called Carlin versus Joe every Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. But our friend Chris Carlin, he's been saying something very similar on our airwaves now for a while. Take a listen to Carlin back on August 5th about the Dallas Cowboys.
I think Jerry's head is already thinking about Shedeur Sanders.
Really? So he's thinking draft. He's thinking Deion's kid, quarterback, Colorado. You think that's the guy?
Shedeur Sanders to the Cowboys after letting Dak Prescott go, the son of primetime, who Jerry brought in last time. And the Cowboys were relevant in winning Super Bowls. To be a part of that, the attention factor for Shedeur Sanders, the showmanship that will come with all of it, the fact that Deion has already pretty much indicated there's only going to be a couple of teams that Shador's going to play for, I think Jerry is absolutely, I'd be stunned if he didn't have a conversation with Deion already, and I'd be stunned if he is not trying to plan on life after Dak with that in mind.
I have a lot of respect for Mike Tannenbaum and for Chris Carlin. Zaslow, they're crazy.
Rashad, she has a lot of respect for the two of them because they're onto something.
They're crazy.
Because they are onto something. I can absolutely see that scenario, Rashad. Like, Jerry Jones thinking to himself, okay, I could pay an inordinate amount of money to Dak Prescott, who I've tried, all right? We've mm-hmm. given a lot of time, and we have not been able to win with. Or I can go back to getting that young quarterback who's on that value contract. Because we've seen now, right? The way that the NFL is set up these days, the only way to win is with the quarter. It seems like it is with the quarterback who is on the value contract, that rookie contract, the first 5 years, or a Hall of Fame caliber.
I mean, the only way to win is the Hall of Fame caliber quarterback.
Well, we see it, though, with the quarterbacks who are on the short deals. Russell
Wilson. Who's won Super Bowls?
Well, Russell Wilson did when he was on that rookie contract.
Forever ago.
Joe Burrow went to the Super Bowl. Like, if Joe Burrow went to the Super Bowl, you could have won it, all right? You went to the Super Bowl on the rookie contract. Heck, Patrick Mahomes did, too.
It's Patrick Mahomes. How do you win Super Bowls? You get Patrick Mahomes, and then every once in a while, you throw Matthew Stafford in there.
But these appear to be the two ways. Either the quarterback who's on the value contract or the Hall of Fame caliber quarterback. And if Jerry doesn't believe that Dak Prescott is a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback, then you know what? You go with the young quarterback on the value contract, who, by the way, is going to continue to bring your franchise all the attention in the world, Shedeur Sanders.
Yes, because they need more of that.
Yeah, Zaz, you're selling me a little bit, man. I can play both ways in this one, but you kind of sold me a little just simply because I'm thinking about Jerry. Jerry Jones, like, thrills and feels, right? You're talking to a billionaire, right? If he wins, great. If he loses, great.
His life
billionaire.
Is still great.
So it's like the thrills and the feels of it, right? Now, for him, which one is more impressive? Which one is more fun if you had to lose this way with Dak Prescott? Or if you bring in Shedeur and then Deion Sanders and the hype, and it's like, at least I got the three
you're
out of the
You're super flashy
loss.
Again. You're really young. You're super flashy. You got Deion back on the
you got
team.
Deion
Guys,
out there. You got,
I get all
parade.
Of that. How the hell are you getting Shedeur Sanders? This is the team who's probably going to win the division this season. This is a team who certainly is going to be one of the better teams in the NFL record-wise. How are you drafting high enough to get Shedeur Sanders?
She brought me back down.
Okay.
You popped my balloon.
I'm going to bring you back up. That's a very fair question balloon. That Amber brings up. I'm going to bring you back up. Right. Listen, You had, what are we talking, 5-6 teams, bad teams this year, who took quarterbacks in the draft, right? So you're going to cross those teams off the list because they're probably going to be bad again. I mean, that's why they were bad this past year. They're probably going to be bad again, but they're not drafting another quarterback this year. All right. So you only have a couple teams you're going to have to compete for. Who's going to say, like, let's say you have a terrible team, Carolina, okay? It could be any of these teams that are really bad that selected a quarterback recently. New England. New England's going to be terrible as well. Let's say they're right at the top of the draft. Like, New England is not going to take another quarterback at the top of the draft next year. I'm just using them for an example. Dallas, all of a sudden, they make a phone call. Like, hey, we're going to trade you a couple future first-round picks. You make a swap with us right now. And New England's going to do it. Like, you're going to find a team at the top of the draft who is not going to draft a quarterback.
For future first-round picks. Because that's all Dallas is going to have to offer.
Yeah, why not?
Well, why not is because you're talking about trading with teams that are trying to build right now. And so they're like, hey, I'm not interested in your 2027 first. That's why not, right?
Well, you also get picks for this year. I mean, you're going to swap a first-round pick. You could also give them a second-round pick. You could have some things right now as well, but you can absolutely, if you're Dallas, you can absolutely identify a team at the top of the draft next year who you know is not taking a quarterback and work your way up.
The other problem with this is that Dallas drafts really, really well.
Yeah.
So them giving they up do. Their draft capital where they get to address the other positions on the field, all to trade it away for Shador Sanders.
Listen, Jerry's not getting any younger. I don't know if you're aware of the way time works, all right? Jerry is not getting any younger.
I don't think he cares that he's not getting any younger. I think he's out there with his $10.75 billion valuation for his team. Like, he's good, man.
You don't think Jerry
he
Jones...
has the Lombardis. Jerry's way.
You don't Jerry's think Jerry way. And Dion have had conversations behind the scenes?
I'm sure. I'm Definitely. Sure. It wouldn't make sense.
Definitely. You don't think it could be a scenario like we just saw? Now, granted, one, you know, well, one's a legitimate prospect, the other one's not. But you had LeBron James's kid. They were dictating, you're not going to draft me. You're not going to draft me. I'm not going there. I'm not going there. You don't think that could happen? When
well, you are. You...
Hey, helium's back. I'm back on it. I'm back on it.
That's right.
I mean, he's not necessarily going to be the number one overall pick. It's been a game. Like, he looked very good in the game.
And he's the Heisman leader right now after week zero and a little bit of week one.
North Dakota State. We're giving up on damn near a decade of Dak Prescott. For a game against North Dakota State. Y'all are wild. Coming up next here on ESPN Radio, we're going to go through some of the biggest college football matchups of the weekend. That's coming your way.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod.
Former NFL running back Rashad Jennings hanging out. Jonathan Zaslow's here as well. I am Amber Wilson. You can find us at Rashad Jennings, at Zaslow Show, at Amber W Sports. You can hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, as always, at ESPN Radio as well. So we are here live from the University of Florida, as you just heard, because we are getting ready for Canes Gators tomorrow. That game on ABC, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. We will be live getting you ready for all things college football at 10 a.m. Eastern right here on ESPN Radio for our college tailgate show. We will be right in the thick of it all here from the University of Florida campus. But there is a monster lineup here in week one. So let's get to it with some Got One.
Amber and Ian got one.
We got one!
Hello, James Steele, our producer.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, you're James.
Good. A little bit different show today. Good energy. All you guys together.
How do I sound in particular? Me in particular, how do I sound?
You sound as good as always.
Thank you.
Some things are still the same, though, like Amber forgetting to put her mic on.
I didn't forget that time.
I had to reach over and turn it back on.
I didn't forget. I never turned it off. But apparently, my laptop hit the microphone button. Laptop. I didn't even know that I was capable of turning
Rashad's
on and off
got a laptop.
My mic.
Didn't happen to him.
I didn't know I was. I didn't know I was capable of even turning on and off my mic in the studio here at WRUF AM 850.
I just
at the University of Florida.
I just wanted you to know that that didn't go unnoticed.
Back in my day, I don't think that they had a mic on and off buttons back here. But when I was in college here. This place is so fancy compared to when I was college. Hey, okay, excuse you. Rude.
All right.
The early 2000s, thank you.
Let's do some Got One here on Amber and Ian on the Road on ESPN Radio. Let's start with arguably the biggest matchup of the weekend, number 14 Clemson against number 1 Georgia. Georgia is a 13.5-point favorite on ESPN Bet. That, you get a kickoff there Saturday, noon Eastern. It's also on ABC. Amber, Got One.
Well, I think that the Got One aspect of this, if I have to have one, it would be Georgia. But I think what's interesting is whether Clemson can go ahead and hang with them and keep it close. And people overlook this Clemson squad, guys, but the reality is you can argue that this is still one of the most talented or more talented teams anyways in the country. There's talent all over the field. Now, Clemson's approach under Dabo, there's been criticism of late because you are talking about a Clemson program that has underperformed here over the last couple of years and also done things stubbornly differently than most teams do in the FBS. They refuse to ever hit the transfer portal. They don't have a single transfer at Clemson. One of only four teams in the entire FBS, and the other three are military academies. However, there is a misnomer about Georgia, because Georgia is also a homegrown team. They recruit. That's the bread and butter of Georgia as well. They don't hit the transfer portal either. I think they have two transfers right now total for that Georgia squad. So it's a bit over. It's not two different philosophies. It's frankly the same philosophy we'll see playing out here with two great coaches that have both won multiple national championships, but Georgia's still the better team in this matchup, Zaslow.
Rashad, wouldn't that be crazy? You hit the transfer portal and you decide, you know what? You call home to mom and dad. I'm transferring to Army. That's right. I'm in the Army now.
That's why it doesn't work like that. That's why those are the three other teams that don't have transfer.
I transferred.
Army, Navy, Air Force.
But make you proud. I'm in the Army now.
That will be a shocker.
I'm going Georgia. I think Georgia has a chance to put a real hurting on Clemson. You know, I think it's hard times the way Dabo Swinney's going about things. He is just not willing to adapt, it doesn't seem. It's pretty wild not to have a single transfer. I like Georgia by a couple touchdowns in this one, Rashad.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm undecided on this one. I feel like tomorrow morning something's going to strike
me.
I feel like Clemson got a chance, especially listening to what Amber reminded us about the organization. Still a top-notch team. I think there's a potential Georgia could be reading their own newspaper a little bit too much. It's the first
game. A little of that rat poison?
I'm telling you, in first game, it's different. It always is. When you got eight weeks to prepare for it, it just hits a little different. But I'm undecided. But I like if I the odds, what is it, 13?
13.5 right now on ESPN Bet.
That's a
big line. That's a big line against what could be a decent Tigers team. James?
All right, let's move on to where you guys are right now.
Oh, yes.
Miami is a 2.5-point favorite in Gainesville at Florida. Kick is Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern. You can also find that on ABC. Zaz, who you got here?
I got the Canes. Canes by at least a field goal. I actually like the Canes by at least a touchdown. All right. I think they're the more talented team. I could see a scenario where the Canes get off to a slow start, maybe a little bit rattled by the crowd tomorrow. I think the second half we're talking about, it's going to be hot. The Canes are. They got some big boys on that offensive line. They want to run the football, and I can see them really controlling things in the second half. I like the Canes -2.5. What about you, Rashad?
Honestly, I think Florida wins this. I think Florida wins this at home. I think second half adjustments definitely will play a major factor. A lot of speed on both sides of the ball. A lot of good players, but I'm going to tip my hat off to Billy as a head coach. I think he pulls this one off.
Amber, you're taking the Canes, right?
I think that Graham Mertz is a bit underrated. I think he's better than people realize, the quarterback for the Florida Gators. if he's able to go ahead and push that ball downfield a little bit better than he's been able to do. And I think he will be able to do that with this Gators squad. My biggest concern here for the Gators is that that D-line against that Miami O-line, I think, might end up being the thing that breaks.
When you hear how big these kids are on the offensive line, Orlando Franklin was telling
us. That O-line is so legit.
What did he say? Average 6'5"?
Average 6'5". I think he said 3'10".
And the problem is the D-line was our big weakness last season, meaning the Gators. So you're talking about our worst against their best. I don't like that component of the matchup. Now, everything else I like. I think that there's more talent on the Gators team than people realize, even though overall the Canes have more talent or the more highly rated talent overall. Billy Napier is a little bit better than Mario Cristobal is in close games.
I don't trust Cristobal at all in game. I don't trust him at all.
And Cristobal in that environment, an incredibly hostile environment in the swamp where the Gators never drop their home opener, and they are going to be on one tomorrow that
crowd. Better have that time management coach standing next to you on the sideline.
So I'm not going to pick against my Gators, but I'm also, I think I'm going to sit this one out. I think I'm sitting
all right,
it out.
Listen, you better have an answer tomorrow, all right? Yeah. 10 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow.
I'm all over.
We got ESPN Rio College Tailgate. We're going to be right outside the swamp tomorrow. You better have an answer.
It's going to be a close game. That's my answer right now. James?
Right now, it's Amber and Ian on the road on ESPN Radio. We're doing Got One. It's brought to you by Johnsonville, reminding you to keep it fun, keep it together, and keep it juicy. Number 7,
love
Notre Dame
it juicy.
At number 20, Texas A&M, a 2.5-point favorite at home. That game is Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern kick. You can see it on ABC. Rashawn, what do you think about this game?
This one, Notre Dame. I got Notre Dame going undefeated this season.
Wow.
I got them going undefeated this season. I don't see anybody on their schedule that's going to beat them. I like the odds. I like the coaching staff. I like the offense. I like the defense. I'm Notre Dame all season until we get to the playoffs. We'll talk about it then. But Notre Dame, regular season, undefeated.
You know what?
They ain't got none on their schedule after this one. I mean, they have FSU, but I mean, it's one of the more easy schedules in the country.
Well, and I think we all know
a Power Four.
No matter how difficult the Notre Dame schedule is, if Notre Dame goes undefeated or even a one-loss Notre Dame team, they're making the playoff. All right.
I don't think they are with their strength and schedule. I think that they'll have a really
hard
Notre
time. It's Notre Dame, though. Just name value. They're not going to. You don't think they'd be ranked in the top 12?
No. There's only 7 at large, and you're going to give a named value to Notre Dame over some of these SEC schools that might find themselves
in the same. So one loss. They have to be perfect. They cannot get tripped up.
Obviously, if they're undefeated, they're in.
Yes.
And they're probably in that 5 spot since they're not in a conference.
But one loss?
One loss to Notre Dame, maybe. If this is the loss at College Station, maybe. But that strength of schedule is a problem for them moving forward, depending how the season shakes out.
All right.
Georgia Tech, Florida State, USC, those are their toughest opponents, and starting off, obviously, with Texas A&M. Those are their major games, I feel like, that they have to really strap up for.
So the Florida State loss last week really hurts them.
I'm telling you.
It does, and that's the whole problem. I mean, we'll see what ends up happening towards the end of the season here. If Florida State doesn't drop anymore, then it could be a different conversation. But I don't – Riley Leonard, you know, it's weird because you're going up against your old coach for the now Notre Dame quarterback, and that dude didn't bring you to Texas A&M. So I don't know what that says, right? Like, he didn't bother to bring you to the Aggies. So what does that say about how you're really going to pan out? A lot of people have high hopes for him there. College Station is a very difficult place to win in.
I think
I'm taking Texas A&M.
I'm taking Texas A&M, too. Notre Dame is ranked number 7. Texas A&M is ranked number 20. I understand the games in College Station. Texas A&M's 2.5-point favorite. I think there's a reason for it. I like Texas A&M.
James?
All right. Trying to squeeze 2 more in here. A couple games on ESPN Radio. Number 23, USC against number 13, LSU. LSU is a 4.5-point favorite. That's Sunday, 7:30. Coverage on radio begins at 7 p.m. Eastern. Amber, who you got?
I'm going LSU in this game. Can USC play defense? Have we answered that question?
In last year.
They forgot how to last year. I don't think they're going to have problems offensively. Yes, you're talking about a USC team that's losing Caleb Williams, and you're losing other weapons on that squad. But there's an argument to be made that they're shoring up that offense quite handily, and frankly, they always do under Lincoln Riley. That's never his weak spot. The defense is such a question mark for me. I have no idea if they got better in that department. Zaslow?
I actually like USC. I think USC is going to be a surprise this year. I think they're going to be a playoff team. There's a ton of pressure, obviously, under Lincoln Riley. They got big-time standout wide receiver Zachariah Branch. I like USC. I think USC can cover. I don't know if they're going to win. I like USC plus 4.5 tomorrow.
Yeah, I definitely like LSU on this one. I think USC is a little bit overrated this season going into it, but they might prove me wrong. I think the losing Caleb Williams is huge. I think he carried them a lot last year, and losing him at the quarterback position is going to be a detriment, and LSU sniffs that.
Now, losing Jaden Daniels obviously is no small thing either for LSU, but Nussmeier has a lot more experience, so you're getting the more experienced quarterback in there. I think it ends up being LSU. James, the music stopped.
Yeah, I think I think it means he's done.
Did that mean the party stopped?
7.5-point favorite at West Virginia. Begins 11:30 right here on ESPN Radio. Zaz, what you got?
Well, I mean, I saw the photos of all the traffic heading into West Virginia. It's into Morgantown. You got the McAfee show was there. They're going to be nutty for game day tomorrow. I think I like West Virginia to keep it close.
Not to win.
To keep it close. Plus 7.5.
7.5 isn't like a crazy line there for an eighth-ranked team against an unranked West Virginia squad.
I think West Virginia can keep it close.
I think that this game is going to be close as well, Rashad. Close. I'm not suggesting that West Virginia is necessarily going to pull it off, although it wouldn't be crazy if they did, and Morgantown will be certainly ready for this matchup.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be very close at the beginning, and that's it. I think Penn State is going to blow them out the water unless McAfee can figure out how to juice them up at the beginning of the game. I think this is going to be a blowout.
You're going to hear that game Saturday right here on ESPN Radio. Coverage begins 11:30 a.m. Eastern. And again, you can hear us as well on ESPN Radio 10 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. We will get you going with our college tailgate show, getting you ready for all things college football. Coming up next here on Amber and Ian on the Road, we'll give you some players that we think will have monster games tomorrow.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
It's basketball season, baby. When you're playing with BetMGM, you don't need to be 7 feet tall with a 7-foot wingspan to get into the action. Oh, you're betting with the big boys now. I'm talking over points, under assists, and exact rebounds all day. Fade away jumper from the left wing hitting nothing but net type of vibe. This basketball season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. or New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This episode is brought to you by Iams Pet Food. When you choose Iams dry dog or cat food, you can see a difference in your pet with your own eyes. Healthy energy in 5 days, healthy digestion in 10 days, and healthy skin and coat in just 25 days. Satisfaction for you and them. Guaranteed or your money back. Feed Iams dry dog or cat food and see a visible difference. Visit Iams.com/difference to learn more.
We are on the road here on Amber and Ian. We are live from the University of Florida because we've got Canes Gators tomorrow, ABC, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. You can also watch that game on ESPN Plus. Plus, we will be on campus tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio, getting you ready for all things college football. Rashad Jennings, Jonathan Zaslow, Amber Wilson hanging out with you. And we've got to get from this matchup who is going to have the monster game tomorrow. Let's get to it.
Who will step up big this weekend in college football?
I feel like something great is about to happen out here.
Watching downfield, all the way to the end zone.
This is Big Monster Energy.
Ready to take it to the next level? Unleash the beast this college tailgate season with Monster Energy. Tear into a can of the meanest energy drink on the entire planet. Monster Energy, unleash the beast. All right, guys. So who is going to unleash the beast in Canes Gators tomorrow. Jonathan Zaslow,
look,
you're up.
I think it's going to be a real statement made by the Hurricanes tomorrow. I think it's a real statement that's going to be made by Cam Ward as well. Like I said, I think the Canes, I think they're going to come out a little slow tomorrow. Maybe they're going to look a little overwhelmed. The Swamp, the crowd, they're going to be, I mean, can you imagine what the atmosphere is going to be like here at the Swamp if the Gators go up 7-0, you know, in the first quarter? Like, it's going to be a nutty scene. I could see the Canes starting off a bit slow, but then I think Cam Ward, he kind of settles in with his new team. A lot of hype around Cam Ward. Best quarterback that the Canes have had in a long time. I think Cam Ward has a real good game, a real good second half, and leads the Canes to a victory. I go Cam Ward having the big monster energy monster game tomorrow.
And for me, I like Montrell. I like Montrell Johnson, running back over there with the Gators. I think he's going to have a big game. I think because he can catch out of the backfield. I think that the Canes defense is going to play well enough in the secondary, so it's not going to be a lot of deep balls, but you're going to dink and dunk. He's elusive in the backfield. And this is what a lot of people forget about. An offensive coordinator bangs his head on the wall trying to figure out all day long beyond trying to protect this quarterback and get it to the open receiver. How do I get my running back into this open space and run? They're going to dink and dunk screen. He's going to get fed a lot. I think I got him having 3 touchdowns this game.
It's huge that he's available for us because he wasn't supposed to be. He wasn't supposed to be ready to go for this matchup. He had arthroscopic surgery on his left knee, and they were saying no chance he's going to be ready to go for week 1. We got the news that he is, in fact, going to be out there. And you're talking about a player, he played in every game since he followed Billy Napier to Gainesville from Louisiana Lafayette. So he was there with Billy Napier. He's got 1,658 yards rushing, 15 touchdowns in 2 years with the Gators. That's despite sharing reps with Trevor Etienne. And so now that he is the guy, he absolutely will be a monster force there. I do think that Montrell, the only question mark I have about him is that he's coming back from injury and that he wasn't supposed to be ready to go for this one. So I could see him having maybe a slow start here just from a health perspective. If he doesn't, if he comes out of the gate and he's really ready to go, then I actually think that spells a little trouble for the Canes, because that was one of the things I was most worried about as a Gators fan, was our lack of running game for this matchup. So that's going to be huge. The crowd, I think, is going to be huge. I don't know.
I think it plays a big role tomorrow.
I can make them a monster big energy, but I think that the crowd deserves that here, because I do think that the Swamp atmosphere, because you're talking about a rivalry game at the end of the day.
Yeah.
No, it's not Florida State for the Gators or even Florida State for the Miami Hurricanes. The Canes and Gators don't get to play often enough, but the reality is you're still talking in-state rivals. You're still talking kids that all went to high school together. You're still talking the same recruiting trails, and it's still that kind of level of hate.
It's also it's that rare, huge rivalry where the teams don't play very often.
Yeah, it's weird.
So,
it's very weird.
So when they do get together, there's a lot of animosity. There's a lot on the line. And the big difference, you know, because look, I mean, you know, Amber and I did radio together in Miami for years. I'm still based in South Florida, so obviously I'm around the Hurricanes. I grew up watching the Hurricanes. There is, when you talk about a team like FSU that the Canes and Gators both play every single season, the Canes fan has a level of respect for FSU. The Canes fan doesn't respect UF.
Mm. No respect.
Canes fan does not respect
so ridiculous.
The Florida Gators. So it is a nasty rivalry for teams that don't play very
often. They dismiss us for, by the way, a squad that you're talking about a rivalry that is 29-27, advantage Canes, 29-27 all time. They've only beat us a couple. I mean, it's a very, very even rivalry. Why the Canes have always disrespected the Gators, I have no idea. But Zaslow is 100% right. From having worked in that market for as long as I did, I can tell you that that is the case.
So
there is no
fireworks.
Love lost between
it's,
these
like, it's
going to
be nasty. It's going to be so – I'm excited. I've only been to one game here at the Swamp
since
I left school in 2004, and it was Canes Gators. In 2007.
Yeah. There you go.
I mean, that Urban Meyer kicking a field goal at the end for the cover.
So
that's a dirty move.
So
come on.
So good. The good old days. Yeah.
I'm really excited for tomorrow. Like I said, you've never been here before, all right? So that's cool. I've only been to one game since graduating, and Amber loves it so much.
I love it so much. I've come to a bunch of games since graduating because I'm a true and through Gator, unlike you.
Listen, I'm living my life. What do you want me to say? Like, I don't live here.
This is what, your second time back in Gainesville since you graduated?
Third time.
20 years ago?
I know. 20 years ago. 20 years ago.
You couldn't even give it a little stop through on your way up to Georgia or something? It's so different than when we were here. It's a completely different
place. I feel a little bit old. I feel a little bit old this time around.
Just a little bit. Well, there will be plenty of energy in the stadium tomorrow. There will be plenty of noise in the Swamp. It's one of the loudest stadiums in the country. And the Gators do not lose home openers, even in this situation, even when they're against a ranked opponent, even in the big ones. We will see what happens tomorrow, though, because it is the Canes that are favored in this game. 2.5 on ESPN Bet. Coming up next, game night headed your way right here on ESPN Radio. Don't forget to tune in, though, 10 a.m. Eastern tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Honda. When you test drive the new Prologue EV, there's a lot that could impress you about it. There's the class-leading passenger space, the clean, thoughtful design, and the intuitive technology. But out of everything, what you'll really love most is that it's a Honda. Visit honda.com/EV to see offers.
For college tailgate.